Hi, Mark Kravitsky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, and this is episode 50, and it is entitled, Seeing. This week's illustration comes from the book Sunday Sermons, Treasury of Illustrations, by James F. Colanani. There's a true story about a little boy who lived in the Midwest, and he was blind. His family heard about an eye surgeon at Massachusetts General Hospital who developed a new surgical technique related to the boy's condition. There was a possibility that if he could be sent to Boston for this surgery, the boy might be given the gift of sight. It was very expensive, and the people in the church contributed to the cause. So did the surrounding community, until finally the funds were received, all the preparations had been made, and the boy and his mother packed, ready to go to the hospital. As they said their goodbyes to the rest of the family, the mother noticed that the little boy had tucked his old teddy bear under his arm. That teddy bear had seen better days. Some of the stuffing was popping out through a broken seam, an ear had been chewed off, an eye was missing. The mother said, "Why take this old teddy bear all the way to Boston? Why, we'll get you a new one when we get there." The boy would not relent. No, this teddy bear was going with him. In the hospital, the little boy had his teddy bear tucked under his arm through every experience, even into the operating room. Through the long period of post-operative appointments, the teddy bear stayed with him. Then came the day when the doctor removed the bandages from the boy's eyes. How wonderful he could see! Imagine what it would have been like for him to see his mother for the first time. To see other people, to see the room, and to see that little teddy bear that went with him everywhere. When it came time for the boy to be discharged from the hospital, he got dressed in his new clothes, purchased especially for the occasion. His little bag was packed. Surrounding him were nurses and doctors and other hospital personnel wanting to say goodbye to this lovable little boy who they'd come to know and love during his time with them. The boy was sitting on the edge of his bed, clutching his teddy bear, when the surgeon, who'd restored his sight, came into his room to give him one last visit. The doctor was in a hurry, and so as he quickly tried to say his goodbyes, the little boy spoke. "Here, doctor," he said, "I want to pay you for helping me." And he handed him his battered old teddy bear. The doctor took the teddy bear in his hands and he accepted it without reservation. And for some months after that, if you had gone to the 10th floor of the White Building in Massachusetts General Hospital complex, you would have seen that teddy bear. The doctor put it in a glass case in the corridor. There it sat, one ear chewed, stuffing coming out, and one eye missing. Under the teddy bear, the doctor had placed a professional calling card, and below his name had written this sentence: "This is the highest fee I ever received for professional services rendered." The doctor had given a great gift to that little boy, the gift of sight. And the boy was so thankful that he offered the doctor his most treasured possession, that old teddy bear. But that's not the real point of the story. The real moment of excitement in the story occurs when this very wise and sensitive doctor accepts the gift from the patient. We all maybe expected the doctor to say, "Oh no, that teddy bear means much to you. I couldn't. Thanks anyway, you keep it." But the doctor did not do that. By graciously receiving the gift, he showed the little boy the experience of giving when it costs something. David said, "I will not offer God a sacrifice that costs me nothing." Jesus demonstrated the same thing by giving his life to us on the cross. This has been Mark Grivisky. For Parables That Preach, until next time, preach the word!